Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Goal Getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get a little bit of work done, and practice some self-care. So, with me today is Sarah Meskill, one of our ambassadors. Sarah, how's it going?
It's going good, or as good as it can, being confined to a house. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've taken over our guest bedroom as my pseudo office, but I'm sitting on the floor, so I don't think that's really best work from home practices, honestly.
I would agree. You got to get a chair in there.
I have a chair, but my boyfriend's laundry is currently occupying that space. So, oh well. Sarah, tell me about what your daily goal is that you're setting, or one little action that you're taking right now.
It might be similar to others, but my goal and what I'm committing to is creating a morning routine that I can stick to and follow throughout the entire 7 days of the week. So whether it's a weekend or a work day during the week, I'm making sure that I stick to my normal morning routine. So that means taking my dog for a walk first thing in the morning, getting the fresh air, and making sure that it's at least 15 minutes so I'm getting some steps in before I start my day. Mm-hmm. I'm making sure I shower every day, so staying clean, maybe not always washing my hair, because this is a really good time to make sure my hair is healthy and get it back to normal. but then putting on a little bit of makeup and just making myself feel good to start the day and pretend like everything is normal, even when it's a little bit unsettling.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that while we've been social distancing, I've forgotten to brush my teeth in the morning like every other day. Like, I just don't think that is crust. It's usually a thing that I do before I leave the house. Mm-hmm. And I think I've just forgotten, but it sounds like you're doing much better than I am.
It's really important. I find myself, when I don't brush my teeth, that I am usually in a bad mood. And that if I find myself in a little bit of an irritable mood or just feeling like unsettled, I'll brush my teeth and it makes me feel a world of a difference better. So, I mean, that could be a tip for everyone.
You know what? I think it's safe to say that no matter what global pandemic is happening, people should brush their teeth twice a day.
It'll make sense, no matter what, even if you're not leaving the house.
Have you always been a morning routine person, or is this something that you've just like always aspired to and now you're finding you have no excuse not to?
I have not been a morning routine person. I maybe just this past year started working out in the mornings, which I haven't incorporated into this routine quite yet. I'm still doing those evening workouts for this, but I used to just kind of roll out of bed and, you know, show up late to work or, you know, maybe show up with wet hair. And this is kind of the one thing that I can control here, especially just staying in my house all day. So it is a new habit that I'm building.
I think it makes sense that you're not trying to necessarily work out in the morning right now, too. Like, I think with morning routines, what we've seen in our best practices research is that, like, you've got to make it small and you've got to make it, like, pretty easy to achieve, right? Like, you don't want to set the bar too high that early in the morning.
I agree. And part of the workouts in the morning was getting a connection and getting out of the house and going to a gym. I would always reward myself with a smoothie after the gym. Without that possibility, all of our gyms being closed, it's just not as fun to make yourself a smoothie after you do a workout in your basement. And If you have neighbors, it's really not great if you're jumping around doing burpees at 5 in the morning.
I feel like I saw you comment on Maggie's Facebook Live workout video from Monday that the mountain climbers were. So, was that you who said something about mountain climbers in your neighbors? What was that?
I was like, oh, yeah, because she was like, all right, high knees for this finisher. And I was like, I have downstairs neighbors. I need to do mountain climbers. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, we're all learning how to live in close quarters with our neighbors for sure.
I'm definitely saying hi and smiling more at them and trying to understand that, yes, I'm the upstairs neighbor who is working out every day after work, but let me know if that gets to be too much and I will do more yoga.
And you mentioned specifically that you wanted this routine to be something you could do every morning, 7 days a week. So what made you decide that?
Nothing really changes in my day-to-day if I'm staying at home, other than the fact that I'm not required to log in and work on Saturdays and Sundays. So I wanted to keep the mindset and routine consistent throughout all of the days. So I'm waking up with the same attitude every day. We're going to get through this. We are going to seize the day no matter what we're doing. And not really fall into a trap of like Saturdays and Sundays Netflix binging. You know, getting out for that walk early is important. Eating breakfast at the same time is important. And then there's really time to plan for the day, because I find myself working best when I write out my to-do list in the morning for work and kind of work through everything and check things off. I think it's the same to keep my mental attitude on Saturdays and Sundays, as here are the chores that I want to get done. Here are the times I'm going to go out for a break and really make sure that I'm not feeling trapped inside.
And I think, too, you mentioned a dog. Dogs don't understand weekends, right? Like, my dog wakes up at the same time Monday, Saturday, Wednesday, whatever it is. So I bet that sort of has to do with it, too, right?
Yeah. His name is Jameson, and he sleeps in a little bit on the weekends, but usually by 8:30, he's like, okay, can we go? So he's really enjoying this time where we're both home and hanging out together, and he's getting a lot more walks now, too. So honestly, dogs are winning.
Sarah, can our listeners find photos of Jameson on your Instagram regularly?
They absolutely can. I have a whole highlight dedicated to my dog, as well as other dogs in my life. And I post frequently about Jameson and his adventures.
And what is your handle?
My handle is at Sarah Meskill, SarahMeskill.
I will link to it in the show notes so that everyone can easily find these pictures of Jameson, because if nothing else, this is a time for dog content to thrive on the internet. All right, so Sarah is recommending making a small, achievable morning routine and sticking to it, whether it's a weekday or a weekend. Sarah, thank you so much for being on the podcast. For everyone else, we will see you on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe and cheers to going the distance together.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.